Emeka Bayratz has survival in her blood. In 1956, her father came to the United States from Hungary as a political exile. Bayratz was 15 years old when she and the rest of her family followed him to Connecticut.
I did not speak the language, and in Hungary I was a student, and in the United States I was at the bottom of the class. Yeah, which was a very awkward thing for me.
Novels and poetry were her bridge to acclimating. But assimilating? Bayratz has resisted that since arriving in America. She moved to Asheville in 1981 with the sole purpose of opening a bookstore. Even then, it was a dicey proposition. A previous bookstore had just vacated the Haywood Street storefront that would become the home of Malaprop's bookstore. Barnes & Noble hadn't yet become a retail giant, and Amazon was more than a decade away. But Bayratz and Malaprop's have spent 37 years defying and surviving cultural and technological trends.
Endurance and frugality is very important when you're establishing a business. Going out to eat every day, no. Rice and beans every day, yes. Sharing household, yes. Walking to work, yes. I mean, there are lots of ways of you can cut your expenses. I've learned that in my home country, in Hungary, that you do what it takes. If you have the dream, it will happen if you keep that in sight.
Bayratz's work ethic is almost a caricature of a bygone discipline. She recently stepped back as a majority owner of Malaprop's, turning over the reins to the store's longtime director of operations and financial manager, Gretchen Horn.
I never wanted to and never did, Mary. I have 500 children. They all graduated from the bookstore. You can't do everything. I was very focused on the bookstore, so I didn't look up. I just woke up 36 years later, and I said, wait a minute, I've been working too long.
Before coming to Asheville, Bayratz spent 9 years working behind the scenes at a Walden Books in Connecticut. She had plenty of ideas about how to do things differently with the store she dreamed of opening. Shelves devoted to international literature and poetry, and employees compensated with solid wages and health insurance. Other things would take time. Customer service compelled Bayratz to overcome her own introversion.
It's like being an actress on stage. You get over it. And I enjoy people, talking to people and connecting them with the last book I read. That was really great. I mean, that's not really being out there. That's a healing process for me and the customer. I was very quiet when I went home.
Business initially was, in Bayratz's words, very poor. She weathered the blame from some for the departure of Captain's Books, the previous tenant. Bayratz never begrudged the growing presence in this region of Barnes & Noble, but the incursion of Amazon is still an ethical sticking point for her, extending from Jeff Bezos to the people who shop with Amazon.
Barnes & Noble's was not out there to kill us. Amazon is another story. It's taking away business from a local community who's contributing tax dollars. It's thoughtless and unkind to the economy and to people. The convenience of it is destroying economy and the nation. Each person has to make a decision and decide that saving $2 is not worth losing the culture.
After Malaprop's first year, Bayratz stopped setting budgets for the store entirely. She hired a bookkeeper in part to shield her from the store's financial concerns so she could make decisions based more on her own instincts than any calculus of popular taste.
It was not a business. It never is a business, although we observe some business practices, like we pay taxes and rent, but it's more living a good life and healing people who come to the store by giving them good stuff. I just had the utmost faith in the fact that a good bookstore is essential for a city.
In her semi-retirement, Bayratz plans devoting more time to painting and to writing and publishing her own poetry. You'll also find her, at more times than she'd like, inside Malaprop's bookstore. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.